It's just gone 11 o'clock, and that means it's time for the Otway Health Check here on 3ABR, brought to you, of course, by Otway Health. And today we're talking about, well, we're talking about the coming summer season, and we're talking about some of the exciting stuff that's happening at Laura Pengilly and at the buildings and refurbishment in general at Otway Health. And in the studio we have Carissa and
Kerry.
It's the wrong way around. Kerry and Carissa, hi, good morning, ladies.
Good morning, Bob.
Good morning.
Okay, so who's going first today?
Me, Kerry.
Kerry's going first. All right. So what are we talking about, Kerry? We're talking about getting ready for summer. Is that
right? We're talking about getting ready for summer. We're looking at every year we look at the forecast and we have certain practices and policies and procedures that take place at Otway Health coming into summer, and making sure that we're prepared for any kind of issue relating to weather. So whether it be fire, bushfire, or heat. So we've had confirmation from the Department of Health that we've actually experienced a really dry winter this year. Okay. And as a result, with, you know, light rainfall over the winter period, we're looking to have quite a hot, dry summer. So what Otway Health does is we form a committee at the start of each summer period, where we meet monthly and we discuss, you know, what measures we need to put into place to make sure that the hospital is as safe as possible.
Okay. And as safe and as ready, I guess, for any eventuality.
Yeah.
So, yeah, go on.
I was just going to say, I cover facilities and Carissa covers corporate services, so Director of Corporate Services. So together we make sure that basically the facility in terms of the building is safe.
Yep.
We look at the perimeter of the building. We make sure, you know, there's no dry leaves. Mm-hmm. We make sure all of our the area around the hospital has been slashed back. We also have, you know, our own fire and safety equipment on site. And should there be a bushfire, we actually have a where we stay in place. So where the residents and staff will be the most safe.
Yeah. And do you rehearse that stuff?
Yes.
Okay.
So we have drills where we go through a fire drill. And we also, once it comes up to probably December, the busy period, December and January, we'll have meetings in the morning where key staff, so director of clinical, as well as our NUM, will get together along
NUM.
With so nurse unit manager or clinical unit manager, Brad Pickering. And we'll get together with key clinical staff, talk about, look at the weather for the week and whether that will have an impact on the facility. So if we're looking at really, really hot weather, putting, you know, procedures into place. Remembering that we have our community services group, so we have a lot of staff that go out to clients over our catchment, so going all the way to Wye River and Lavers Hill, and remembering that they're going, you know, driving through the Otways, and so we need to make sure that everyone's protected.
Yeah, so that's everyone at Otway Health and all the people they look after as
right.
I guess, especially when you have, as we can probably expect this year, an extended number of very hot days.
That's right.
So checking that people have, you know, got cool rooms in their houses and ways to
and a plan. So as summer, you know, comes on, we will have some information at Otway Health available to clients and the public if they'd like to come and visit reception. We'll have pamphlets on how to beat the heat, as well as pamphlets on bushfire safety.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, it sounds all very sensible and
it does, and
reasonably well organised.
Yeah. Have I missed anything, Carissa?
Just in terms of those community services, we obviously, being a large employer of the town with our staff safety is also very important.
Mm,
so
yep.
On those code red days, we do have to review services and whether or not it's safe to put our staff in those positions, and also whether we bring any staff in on through a bushfire zone, for example. We have to be highly prepared of where all our staff live and make sure that we're not bringing anyone through those zones. And if there was such an event, the staff in town are very crucial. We might put the call out, you know, to bring extra staff in, because we are responsible for the residents that are in our facility and making sure that they're safe.
Okay. So, Kerry, are you a local?
I am a local.
Okay.
Well, from Glen Eyre.
That's pretty local.
That is pretty local.
And you grew up there, or you've moved there?
No, moved from Melbourne.
Okay.
Yeah.
A long time ago?
10 years ago.
All right. So it's not a temporary thing then?
No, it's not a temporary thing.
All right. So, and just because you loved it, or just...
What? Yeah, pretty much so. Yeah. From a personal perspective, I live on 4 acres out on the Great Ocean Road.
Yep.
So it's as Carissa said, yep. I'm a staff member that may not be in town on those days.
Yeah.
I may decide to be at my own house looking after my own property.
If there's a watch and act day or something, then absolutely.
So and because of our diverse staff and where staff live, we have to keep that in mind, which with our 2 meetings a week, so that it'll occur on a Monday and a Thursday, where we all get together and we talk about what's happening for the day as well as the next few days. It gives executive staff an idea of who they can call on during that time.
Yep.
And look, it is best to be prepared, I think. Yeah.
And I guess it's probably useful for Apollo Bay that we have this resource in Lawn that we have a growing relationship with, so that in the event that, it just gives a bigger pool of people, I guess. The Ocean Road's probably a reasonably safe bet for coming and going. So, yeah, that's really interesting.
Yeah, we are part of a much bigger community and a much broader community. So not only other health services, but the CFA and other emergency responses and police, ambulance, your Department of Environmental, Land, Water Planning, Parks Victoria, the Shire. We rely on some information that the Shire gives us as well.
Mm.
So we've got to make sure that we have that holistic community view to all these events.
Yeah, and as this is happening in Otway Health, because after a few years, you can get a little complacent. In the first few years down here in the summer, you kind of get everything prepared and you always stick the hat on when you go out and, clear all the gutters. But year 8 and year 9, you kind of think, that's all right. It didn't happen last year. But that's not what it's about. You really have to be kind of prepared and paying attention every year, don't you?
Yeah, that's right. However, I guess the reason why Carissa and I decided to come and speak on the radio today was specifically this year is because of the fact that we've had such a dry year.
Yeah, yeah.
And the Department of Health have issued warnings that, our weather patterns this year have been alike to those years of Ash Wednesday and Black Saturday.
Yeah.
So, we have a responsibility to the town, but we have a responsibility to our facility. But I think we also have a responsibility to the town to make sure that what our knowledge is communicated.
It's shared. That's right. Yeah, and we all have a responsibility to ourselves to be safe.
That's right.
We do.
It's nearly 11:15. We might play some music and then come back and chat some more. This is a program called the Otway Health Check on 3. ABR.
And that's what makes us see.
There are still people in the world who think that coffee is just a drink. These poor souls are yet to discover the social intercourse, commercial advantage, and all-over sense of well-being that comes from sharing an ethically sourced, expertly roasted, and perfectly prepared cup. If you know such a person, use whatever ruse necessary to lure them to the industrial estate at the back of Apollo Bay. Introduce them to Hello Coffee, and then sit back and watch as the enlightenment occurs. Hello Coffee, station sponsor and the source of one of the few reliable, affordable pleasures remaining on the planet.
Pop into Surf and Fish for all your fishing, boating, surfing and scuba adventures, where you can buy all major clothing brands, accessories and wetsuits for the whole family. Spray tans are also available with a 2-hour wash-off. Hire a full range of equipment for your golf, scuba, snorkeling, fishing, surfing and bodyboarding. For shooters, centerfire, rimfire and shotgun ammunition is available at Surf and Fish, just opposite the Information Centre. Proud sponsor of ABR.
Tee off with Apollo Bay Golf Club, a friendly, easygoing club. Play 9 holes for just $20 or the full 18 for $25, or join as a full member for $315. You can book lessons with our visiting pro. It's worth it for the stunning views from the course. Check our website or call the club 03 5237 6474. Apollo Bay Golf Club.
Let's go out and play a round of golf at the Apollo Bay Golf Course. It's a very pretty little spot, as we all know. Okay, we're talking to Carissa and Karen about things that are happening or likely to happen in the summer and the way that Otway Health is moving to make sure that, first of all, its own facilities, because if the facilities and the people that work there aren't summer ready, then the resident population aren't exactly going to be in a great spot when and if they need help. But there's a bit of building stuff going on too, Carissa.
There is.
Okay, you want to talk about that?
Yeah, we're very, very fortunate to receive some funding to do a refurbishment of our Laura Pengilly Wing, or LPW as we call it.
Yep.
And we put the tender out and we have a builder engaged. Unfortunately, the builder, there was some delays at the start. We were hoping to have it done before the end of this year.
Mm.
But we're now doing those works in February. So we'll start doing the refurbishment works. And that involves a new kitchenette for our residents and a new dining area, some painting and carpet to the corridors and to all the bedrooms. So all the residents will have a nicely painted and fresh looking room, and that will then go through till just before Easter. And it's a big coordination effort. We need all of our staff, and we're very lucky and fortunate with the residents and the families that we have to help coordinate through those works to get those off successfully. So that'll be a busy start to 2019.
It sure will, because Laura Pengilly's full at the moment, isn't it?
Yeah, it's got quite a lot of residents there, so we can only move so many rooms at a time and sort of just as we paint the room and then move them back.
You're juggling people about.
We will be, yes.
Well, you're going to move, dear. Where? Across the road. Yeah.
We'll look after them all.
But that is exciting, isn't it?
And then
that's a bit of a precursor to all sorts of infrastructure stuff down the track.
Yeah, so we've got some big plans and we always want to put grant requests in and try and improve the facilities that offers the services to the town. We're also very lucky to get a solar upgrade. So we received some state government solar repayable grant money.
Mm-hmm.
So we have a 10 kilowatt solar system on our roof at the moment, and we're going to be getting another 30 kilowatts. So that's going to take us to 40 kilowatts. So that's going to start in November, later this month.
Mm-hmm.
So that'll be just a bit of maintenance work there as well.
And so you don't run batteries at Otway Health?
Well, some of our systems do have batteries in them, but we have a generator.
Yeah.
So the solar's just like connecting into the grid.
Yep.
Solar.
So saving Otway Health and therefore all of us a lot of money.
That's correct.
Yeah. And the generators, because you have to have power.
Yes.
And occasionally it goes out, and in the event of a summer event, it's very likely that the power will go out, which is why we have gravity feed water at home. okay, well, that's all pretty interesting. And what else have we got to say today? Not much.
No, did you want to finish off with any of those department?
Well, I just wanted to say, along with the LPW upgrade, we will be putting in a public toilet as well for the GP clinic. So the medical clinic at the moment.
Oh, yeah, because it was a shared thing before.
That's right. And so we're trying to kind of facilitate the public in one area for the medical clinic and separating them from our what we call our Barham wing. So we have aged care in that wing, making sure that, one, the aged care residents are in a nice, safe, secured area and we don't have public walking in and out of their home, basically.
And also creating a sense of the medical clinic having its own, That's very much its own space. It's challenging, that foyer at the moment.
It is a little bit challenging.
There's an awful lot of people coming and going, doing all sorts of stuff.
It is, but at the same time, it's actually really lovely to see the hospital nice and full as well.
Oh, sure.
So seeing a lot of public through those front doors,
it
means that we're doing our job really well, and we're actually,
I guess that's true.
And we're doing it all in the one spot, which is good, because it means that people it can come to the one spot to have, go to the medical clinic, they can go and see the physio. We have social work, we have UCU, of course, and to come and see the residents.
It's kind of a bit like Hello Coffee, only different.
Yeah. Would be nice to have Hello Coffee on site, actually.
Well, that would be good. I'm sure something could be arranged. Carissa and Kerry, thank you very much for coming in this morning. This has been another free and easy and fairly loose Otway Health Check, talking about Otway Health getting ready for summer with its people and its facilities, and a little bit about the infrastructure that's coming. And I'm sure there'll be lots more news about building and refurbishment and plans for the future going forward.
Definitely.
Thanks for coming in this morning. In a fortnight, we'll be chatting to the head honcho. We'll be talking to Nick Salkeld, who is the chairman of the board, about further developments at Otway Health. And also, I think he's going to be talking around the consultants' reports that are coming back to do with potential collaborations and things with Lawn. So all very exciting. Stay tuned. This is the Otway Health Check on 3 ABR.